The Monk and the Hangman's Daughter, written by Ambrose Bierce, narrated by B.J. Harrison.
On the first day of May, in the year of our blessed Lord, 1680, the Franciscan monks Aegidius, Romanus, and Ambrosius were sent by their superior from the Christian city of Passau to the monastery of Berchtesgaden, near Salzburg. I, Ambrosius, was the strongest and youngest of the three, being but 21 years of age. The monastery of Berchtesgaden was, we knew, in a wild and mountainous country, covered with dismal forests, which were infested with bears and evil spirits, and our hearts were filled with sadness to think what might become of us in so dreadful a place. But since it is Christian duty to obey the mandates of the Church, we did not complain, and we were even glad to serve the wish of our beloved and revered superior. Having received the benediction and prayed for the last time in the church of our saint, we tied up our cowls, put new sandals on our feet, and set out, attended by the blessings of all. Although the way was long and perilous, we did not lose our hope, for hope is not only the beginning and the end of religion, but also the strength of youth and the support of age. Therefore, our hearts soon forgot the sadness of parting, and rejoiced in the new and varying scenes that gave us our first real knowledge of the beauty of the earth as God has made it. The color and brilliance of the air were like the garment of the Blessed Virgin. The sun shone like the golden heart of the Savior, from which streameth light and life for all mankind. The dark blue canopy that hung above formed a grand and beautiful house of prayer, in which every blade of grass, every flower, and living creature praised the glory of God. As we passed through the many hamlets, villages, and cities that lay along our way, the thousands of people, busy in all the vocations of life, presented to us poor monks a new and strange spectacle, which filled us with wonder and admiration. When so many churches came into view as we journeyed on, and the piety and ardor of the people were made manifest by the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?